The Running Science Laboratory at Eastern Michigan University recently moved to the Rackham building on campus so they could offer expanded services. Dr. Stephen McGregor has been at Eastern for the past 9 years and is a professor of exercise physiology.
This is a 3D motion capture facility where we actually generate 3D images of people running for gait analysis. And so you can see that there are 8 cameras that are hanging from the rafters, and those are used to generate coordinate positions so that we can generate an image analogous to things that are done in 3D movies like Avatar, that type of thing.
Steve Hammond is an EMU graduate student who has taken advantage of what Eastern's Running Science Laboratory has to offer.
I'm interested in running performance, so anything like with metabolic data or anything in the motion capture lab, so that helps enhance performance of distance runners.
Is that for your own personal experience, or are you professional, or what do you want to do with that experience?
I am a runner, so it's personal, but also it's to enhance, you know, other people. So as many people, like, they come from the community or runners that are on teams or maybe even professional athletes as well that want to enhance performance, things like this give us ways to help them do that.
So they fired up a treadmill and Steve started running.
What are you thinking about?
Well, right now I'm thinking about not falling down while I'm talking to you, but yeah, I mean, generally it's kind of a stress reliever.
Have you ever noticed how many minutes it takes for it to kick in before you start feeling good?
I'd say it definitely depends on the day. Some days you run for an hour and a half and you never feel good. Some days, as soon as you take a step out the door, you feel good, so...
Dr. Timothy Lindsay oversees the operations at the Gait Lab and says they are helping athletes on all levels, from students to local residents to professionals.
We also have high-level athletes who are looking to get a technological support that they might not have on their own. Sometimes these things are only available at universities or Olympic training centers. So they come to us from all over the country and sometimes internationally. And then we take that information and we interpret it, and we give them something that they can take home and use in their training.
Dr. McGregor, who co-authored the book The Runner's Edge, says they actually provide a lot of different types of athletic training.
Although we're called the Running Science Laboratory, we're more of a performance laboratory in general, in that we not only work with runners, but triathletes and cyclists and endurance athletes for the most part.
Do students come over here, or who mostly are you targeting, or who is mostly using the facility?
For the most part, it's runners or athletes from the community that need information. They have a problem that needs fixing, and that can be clinical in the case of gait analysis for a runner. It can be physiological in the case of VO2 max or metabolic testing for a runner, cyclist, or triathlete. And sometimes it's a talent ID issue as well. So a young athlete might be kind of in a place where they have aspirations to compete at a high level in the Olympics, and a coach or somebody from the USOC or the athlete themselves comes to us and says, well, do I have the tools necessary to compete at this level, and then if I spend 5 years training, can I get there? So there's several different levels of the services we provide. They're all mostly oriented to community members, athletes, from not just the local community, but from nationally and internationally as well.
The Eastern Michigan University Running Science Lab is open to the public for runners at all levels. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.